From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Currently, Dr. Alan Cairns is continuing his studies in the life of Abraham. Today, we hear the final portion of a message entitled, Three Marks of the Friend of God. The text is Genesis chapter 18, where the Lord appeared to Abraham prior to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. As we've seen, Abraham was already prepared to receive the Lord because he was separated unto him. As well, he was ready to serve the Lord. Because of this, God took him into his confidence regarding the approaching destruction of the cities of the plain. The text shows us Abraham as a man of intercessory prayer, as he beseeches God to spare the cities for the sake of the righteous people who might be there. The men of Sodom were sinners before the Lord exceedingly, yet Abraham pleaded with God repeatedly to show mercy. May the Lord give us such hearts of compassion for the lost. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message shortly. First, we'd like to invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Unbroken Fellowship Essential. The text is John chapter 15 and verse 7, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Of necessity we must be in Christ to live unto him, and we must abide in him to be able to claim the largesse of this promise from him. To abide in Jesus is never to quit him for another love or another object, but to remain in living, loving, conscious, willing union with him. The branch is not only ever near the stem, but ever receiving life and fruitfulness from it. All true believers abide in Christ in a sense, but there is a higher meaning, and this we must know before we can gain unlimited power at the throne. Ask what ye will is for Enochs who walk with God, for Johns who lie in the Lord's bosom, for those whose union with Christ leads to constant communion. The heart must remain in love. The mind must be rooted in faith. The hope must be cemented to the Word. The whole man must be joined unto the Lord, or else it would be dangerous to trust us with power in prayer. The carte blanche can only be given to one whose very life is not I, but Christ liveth in me. O, you who break your fellowship, what power you lose! If you would be mighty in your pleadings, the Lord himself must abide in you, and you in him.
My soul rejoice.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest, as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. Once again, that's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. And in this connection, we'd like to call your attention to an especially new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there apostles in the church today? Is baptism essential for salvation? Or how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The contempt of Abraham's faithful witness, and this must always be what we are inculcating in our families. Abraham established three things. I will mention them and leave them. The authority of the Word of God. He commanded his family. Obedience to the Word of God, to keep the way of the Lord. And he emphasized the beauty of the promise of God that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken unto him. Here are the things that we are to emphasize in the family. The authority of the Word of God. How often children, when they question something from their parents, either get a cuff in the ear, or in these politically correct days, told us to run away. Well, why? Well, because I say so. Now, I realize there are times when kids have got an injection, a shot of that virus that's called why. And every question is why, until it would drive even Job to impatience. But you know, the great necessity, and can I address this? Not exclusively, but mostly to the fathers in this congregation. The great necessity is for fathers who know that book, who love that book, and who live that book. Don't just use it to batter people over the head with. And who will gather their children around and say, "You ask a question. Here is the divine authority." This is not something God gives us for discussion. It is something God gives us to obey. The content of a faithful witness. That's the second mark of the friend of God. And the third, of course, is that he waits on the Lord in true faith. Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Actually, ancient Jewish scholars believe that another bunch of scholars turned the text slightly there, that originally the text read, "The Lord stood yet before Abraham." The idea being, the Lord stood willing to listen while Abraham prayed. Abraham, the mighty man of prayer. What is the mark of a true friend of God? He's a man of prayer. When Abraham heard that God was going to judge Sodom, what did he do? He prayed. That's the prominence he gave to prayer. His very first step was to pray about it. Now, what would our first step be? I think in many cases it would be to run to Sodom and say, "I've got to warn them. I've got to set up a rescue shelter." Under other circumstances, those may be perfectly appropriate responses. But first and foremost, we must pray. If we have heard the sound of the trumpet of judgment, if, as Christians say so frequently, we can see in the signs of the times the impending judgment of a holy God, then why are we not on our knees? Why is it that the prayer meeting is the hardest meeting to get Christians to attend? Why is it you can get Christians to listen to Bible studies, watch films, do anything, but to get them to pray is like pulling teeth? Why is that? Prominence must be given to prayer. That must be our initial ongoing response to the impending judgment of God. If I believe in God's judgment, if I believe in the reality of hell, if I believe that I have loved ones who are tottering on the edge of the lake of fire, how can I do anything if I don't pray? How can I not pray? Abraham prayed. And he prayed with passion. I haven't time to expound the words, but when you listen to, for example, verse 30, when he says, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. And again, similarly in verse 32, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. This is not cold, dispassionate speech. This is the outpouring of a heart that is melted. This is the outpouring of a soul that is impassioned with a great desire that God would save these sinners from the fire of His judgment. He prayed with earnestness for souls. God, give us passion. God, give us the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in our hearts. Not some make-believe fire, not some what G. Campbell Morgan called painted fire. He made the unforgettable statement, painted fire cannot burn. My, we need a passion with the love of Christ constraining us. Notice the plea that he offered and employed in prayer. In verse 25, he used the character and the glory of God as the great reasons that he had for urging his petitions before God. Let me tell you, and here is something we need to learn. Listen, if we could look right into hell, it wouldn't teach us to pray right. But if we can only catch a glimpse of the glory of our God, that will set us a praying. He was moved by the character and the glory of God. Notice the persistence he displayed in prayer. Verse 24, verse 28 through 32. He comes back again. He starts with 50, then 45, then 40, then 30, then 20, and right down to 10. He keeps on praying again and again and again, displaying this constant persistence that God would answer prayer. And the great power that he exercised in prayer. Do you notice that God answered Abraham on every occasion? Everything he asked, he got. And when God delivered Lot out of Sodom, as you'll read in chapter 19, verse 29, it says, it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. That's what got Lot and his two daughters out of Sodom. God answering Abraham's prayer. Oh, the power he exercised in prayer. And yet, here's a great warning. Abraham finished asking God to save the city when he reached 10 righteous. Came all the way down from 50 to 10. Then he stopped. Why? Why did he stop at 10? I don't want to speculate too much, but I think there can only be one certain answer, and that is surely because he believed in his heart that there were at least that many righteous people in Sodom. He believed it, and he was wrong. In other words, and here is a warning to every one of us, especially Christian parents, but to every Christian, here's a warning. Abraham evidently accepted as saved some who were really lost. And so he stopped praying. Do we not do the same? I think at times we too easily accept glib professions from people who haven't a semblance of true godliness about them. And especially if they happen to be related to us, it's easy simply just to get the weight off our conscience and off our hearts and off our minds. Well, they're saved. They have professed. There are millions of professors in hell. Let us not give up praying for people because we foolishly accept as saved people who by their lifestyle in Sodom give every indication of being lost. And yet, thank God, the Lord overruled for Abraham and for his family. It's interesting to me, I think Abraham's desire in all this was to save Lot and his family, but he never once mentioned them before the Lord. He didn't specifically pray that God would bring Lot out, but the Lord still brought him out. I think of the words of Paul, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Here are the marks of the friend of God. As I recite them, I have to ask myself, in what measure do I bear these marks? In what measure are these marks in your life? The friend of God welcomes his Lord in true fellowship. He's ready to receive him and he's eager to serve him. He witnesses for his Lord in true faithfulness and especially starting in his own home. Then he waits on his Lord as a man of prayer in true faith, burdened for the salvation of the lost. Such a man is truly the friend of God. But no one else. Again, let's face the question. Do these things describe me? Do they? May God touch our hearts. And if we, like Sarah, need him to come and upbraid us to create faith and turn our lives about, may he do it tonight. But whatever he needs to do, let him do it, that every one of us tonight will go home saying, I am the friend of God.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepress.org. That's faithfpc@freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepress.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.